We're on our second week of the 3-week installment entitled Wisdom Quotient, right? So if you were here last week and you were listening to what Pastor Jeff was sharing, he gave us the true definition of true wisdom. But before we continue, sabihin mo sa katabi mo, shh, word na ni God to. Yan. All right, let's continue on. No, according to what we've studied last week, sabi rito, true wisdom is the ability to make godly decisions. It's not just to benefit you or others, but to lead us into God's will in our lives. And you know, I've met a lot of people who claim they have wisdom, who claim to be wise, nag-aral sa mga magagandang eskwela. They even went to the States to study there. And I'm impressed. But one thing I've noticed is that most people who claim to be wise, pag tinignan mong mabuti yung buhay nila, no, kinilatis mong mabuti, you will see that their lives are one big mess. No? I'm not gonna go into specifics or particulars kung ano yung nangyari sa buhay nila, pero hindi maganda yung mga decisions na ginawa nila, yung mga nangyari sa buhay nila, hindi maganda. Right? So, tonight, our goal is to desire wisdom even more. Ba? We have to know the right wisdom from the wrong wisdom dahil meron ding wrong wisdom. Ba? Mahilig kayong manood, di ba? May mga taong wise daw, pero hindi naman maganda yung hangarin. Like si Magneto, si Megamind, di ba? Rex Luthor. Diba? Kilala niyo ba si Megamind? Alright. Di ba mga matatalino yun, di ba? Mga wise. Si Rex Luthor, pero hindi maganda. Right? If you don't desire wisdom, kung nandito ka lang para lang makinig, para magpalipas ng oras, sabi nito, if you don't desire wisdom or you don't desire to be wise, ang sabi ng Bible, you are a fool. Tanungin mo yung katabi mo, are you a fool? Kasi dalawa lang yan. Either you're wise or you're a fool. No? Now, what are the other terms of the word fool? You're dumb. And sorry for saying this, but you are stupid if you're not wise. Proverbs, in the Bible, Proverbs 23 verse 9 says, do not speak to a fool, for he will scorn the wisdom of your words. Yung isang tao daw na fool, no, hindi nakikinig sa words ng wisdom. We would all desire wisdom tonight because our lives are full of choices. We have to know how to make the right choices. Now, if life is full of choices, I'm gonna pose this question on you. If life is full of choices that will affect the rest of your lives, how sure are you that you are making the right choices? Let's bow down and pray. Father, we ask for your presence tonight. We ask, Lord God, that you'd reveal to us the true source of godly wisdom. We pray that we would be able to discern and know the right wisdom from the wrong wisdom. Speak to us, God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Right. Life is full of choices. Kaninang umaga lang pumasok ka sa school, nag-decide ka anong kulay ng medyas yung isusuot mo. Nag-decide ka kung ano yung jeep na sasakyan mo, or FX or LRT. Nag-decide ka kung ano yung bibilin mo sa canteen na pagkain. That's choices. And there are major choices along the way. Diba? So if life is full of choices, ngayon, paano masasabi na ginagawa mo yung tamang choice or pinipili mo yung tamang choice? Allow me to make an illustration. Life is like an exam. It's not the objective type. It's also not yung pinaka-hate ko, yung fill in the blanks. It's not the problem-solving type. It's not the essay type. But it's more of the multiple choice type. Now, what does multiple choice mean? Karaniwan, pag sumasagot tayo ng exam na multiple choice, there are four choices. A, B, C, D, and A, B, C, D. Minsan may E, naabutan ko may E pa. But A, B, C, D. Yung apat na choices na yon, isa doon mali, sigurado. Yung pangalawang choice, isa doon sa apat, mukhang tama, pero talagang mali yun. Ang ginawa lang ng teacher, parang tinweak lang niya ng konti para magmukhang tama. It's designed to deceive you. Now, the third choice is good enough. Hindi siya okay, hindi siya perfect, pero pwede na rin. But in the long run, you will see na mali pala talaga yung sagot na yun. Saka mo lang malalaman sa huli na. And syempre, Yung pinakahuling letter D, yun yung right answer. Now, life is full of choices daily. You are never too young to think about your future. I'm gonna share with you a story. You know, there's this guy I know, 18 or 19 years old, several years back. Inaya siya ng barkada niya to go on a binge sa Antipolo. Nag-inuman sila doon. Then, yung mga kaibigan niya, they did something really dumb. Meron silang nilagay doon sa iniinom ng friend ko. And because of that, nakomatose siya for 5 days. Komatose siya for 5 days. And when he woke up, grabe, nagkaroon na siya ng brain damage. And it's kind of hard to talk to him kasi kakausapin ko lang siya. Ano bro, kumain ka na? Kumain na yung pusa. Sabi ko, si Boy Pickup yata to ah. Honestly, ganun siya. Because of one fatal decision. What did he decide? Akala niya okay lang, sumama sa barkada. Right at that moment, he made the decision to go into with his friends, sealed his fate. Bakit? Walang guidance yung decision niya. And another person I know of, she's in a third year high school right now. Several months, you know, ewan ko lang kung months or what. But she had a boyfriend. They were so close together and feeling nila talagang hindi na sila maghihiwalay. Talagang kami na, kahit anong mangyari. Habang pinagsasabihan ng parents na maghiwalay muna kayo, hindi, lalo tayong kakapit. Lalong titindi, di ba? Tayong dalawa lang, kalaban natin silang lahat. And because of that, several months later, the girl got pregnant. And you know what? She's only 14 years old. But, kung makita mo siya ngayon, mukha na siyang mommy. Mukha na siyang mommy. Kasi sobrang stress, nag-aalaga siya ng baby niya, nag-aaral siya. Those are choices that we make in life daily. The decisions you make today will affect the rest of your life. Akala mo lang maliit yun, but it will affect your life. Now, there's always a catch here. When it comes to major aspects in life, there's so many choices that we can choose. We can choose option A, option B, option C, option D. You know, it's hard to imagine, but there are even some people, ikaw ba pag nag-i-exam ka na alam mo na yung mali yung sagot, pipiliin mo pa? Alam mo nang mali yun, pero pipiliin mo. Nobody would do that. Kahit siguro yung kaibigan ko na may brain damage, hindi niya gagawin yun pag alam niyang mali yung sagot. Hindi niya pipiliin yun. But incredibly, there are some people here na alam na nilang maling choice, pinipili pa nila. There's even this guy right now I know, fourth year high school, nanliligaw ng grade 6. Sabi ko sa kanya, bro, ba't ka nanliligaw ng grade 6? Alam niyo sagot niya? Ito yung sagot niya. Wala naman, kuya, pagtitripan ko lang. Is that the right choice? Well, sabi ko nga sa inyo, may mga taong ganon. Kahit alam nilang mali, pipiliin nila yung mali. Bakit? Ewan ko. Baka nag-i-enjoy sila. You know, but here's the catch. Here's the catch, Tito. Medyo lalalim tayo ng konti. For every decision that you make, for every choice that you choose, there is a reason behind it. There is a source for your choice. Pag pinili mo yung option A or yung option B, there is a reason. Meron reason yan. Okay? Maaring dahil narinig mo yung classmate mo, nag-uusap, letter A. Diba? Napapatingin ka ng ganun. Sumisaya niya sila, letter B. Oh, letter B nga. Pero sa buhay, sa life, hindi pwede yung ganun. Diba? Hindi tayo pwedeng humingi ng sagot dun sa katabi natin because nobody can decide for you. You only will decide for yourself. And there are sources here. Meron tayong sa life, we make decisions based on what our mom tells us. Can you show that? What our mom tells us. Sinabi ng parents mo, ganito. Alam mo, anak, sabi ng lolo mo, ganito gagawin mo. Sabi ng lola mo, ganyan. Teacher, di ba? Bilib na bilib ka sa teacher mo. PhD, graduate ng UP Ateneo. Bawat sabihin niya sa'yo, pinaniniwalaan mo. Pero tatanong, sigurado ka ba na lahat ng sinasabi ng teacher mo? Tama? Friends, binubuyo ka ng barkada mo. Gawin mo yan, kasi ito yung tama. Or you even read a book. Nabasa mo sa book na okay lang magkarelasyon with a vampire and live happily ever after. Ma? Alright. So anong gagawin mo ngayon? Na-inspire ka. Wala kang mahanap na vampire dahil wala naman talagang vampire. Ang gagawin mo na lang, maghanap ka ng taong mukhang vampire. Diba? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo kung mukhang vampire. Sama na naman. Alright. If we are to make the best and ultimate choice, if we are to make the best and ultimate choice, let me share this with you, okay? If you want to make the best and ultimate choice, na sigurado ka 100%, hindi ka papalya, then I suggest and I submit to you today that every decision you make in life, you base it on the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Now, we're gonna pause for a minute and we're gonna focus on two words in that verse. Tek, paki-hold lang dyan. I wanna focus on two words, God breath and useful. First, God breath. Ano ba ibig sabihin pag sinabing God breath? Galing sa bibig ni God? Di ba? Sasalta si God. Nabubuo yung Bible? Ganun ba? God breath, for those of you who are not familiar, simply put is this. No? Limbawa, ako, gusto kong sumulat kay Pastor Mark. Busy ako, nandito ako sa... I'll call Bon. Bon, magdidictate ako sa iyo, ha? Meron ako gustong sabihin kay Pastor Mark, eh. Pakisulat nga dyan sa notebook mo. So ganito, Pastor Mark, thank you for the food that you gave me, blah, 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 blah. Sulat niya doon. Then he gives it to Pastor Mark. Ngayon, I want to ask you something. Yung bang mga salita na nakasulat doon sa papel na yon, galing ba sa utak ni Bon o galing sa utak ko? Kanino galing yung mga nakasulat doon? Galing sa utak ko kasi ako yung nag-dictate sa kanya. Siya lang yung nagsulat. Same thing with the Bible. Every word that's in the Bible comes from the heart and mind of God. Every word there is inspired by God. In-inspire niya yung mga tao to write, but every thought there comes from God. And the word useful, yung second word, useful for what? Let's read the verse again. Useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. No? So, it's useful for our daily lives. Hindi yan isang bagay na gagamitin mo lang pagkailangan mo. You know, the Bible or the Word of God is not a sleeping pill. Inaantok ka, hindi ka makatulog, kukunin mo yung Bible. Kabubukas mo pa lang, inaantok ka na. Sige, okay na. Diba? Sabi ng isang kaibigan ko, hindi ka makatulog, magbasa ka ng Bible, aantokin ka. That's not the purpose of the Bible, okay? And it's so we're so blessed that at this day and age, 3,000 years ago pa sinulat yung Bible, pero the words are still applicable. The words are still applicable in our daily lives. So bawat suliranin ng tao, may sagot ang Bible. And the beautiful thing is here, hindi tayo iniwang hanging ni God. Yung Bible is His way of saying, mahal niya tayo. Why? Ganito yun. Imagine that we are in a classroom. I'm your teacher. And I'm gonna ask you to make a 5-page report on subdimensional physics. Ano yun, Kuya Ryan? Yes. 5-page report, subdimensional physics. Gumawa ka ngayon. I'll give you one day to write it. You don't know. Hindi mo alam, di ba? But would it make a big difference kung bibigyan kita ng textbook about subdimensional physics? You think you can write a 5-page report? Maybe, Kuya Ryan, I'll try. But that's the difference. Pag ako pinasulat nun, sabihin ko, hindi ko alam eh. Pero bigyan mo ako textbook. Tingnan ko kung ano yung magagawa ko sa sulat ako. I'm gonna read the textbook and dun sa textbook na yun, dun mo makukuha yung sagot na hinahanap mo. That's the Bible. Hindi tayo iniwan hanging ni God na ikaw na lang mag-decide sa buhay mo, bahala ka. Lord, paano to? Hindi ko alam. Tama ba tong decision ko? Bahala ka. Mag-isa ka dyan. You're a big boy now. You're a big girl. Ikaw na mag-decision. No. The Bible is always there for us to make godly decisions. And the Bible is our manual in life. I have a cell phone here for almost 2 years now. 2 years na, pero marami pang applications to na hindi ko alam. Bakit? Kasi hindi ko binabasa yung manual. But would you believe, pag binasa ko yung manual, mamamaximize ko lalo yung usefulness ng cellphone ko. Same thing with life. You wanna maximize life, you wanna make the right decisions na hindi ka natatakot na mali yung magiging kahihinatnan mo. Let your decisions be influenced by the Word of God. Right? If you desire to live wisely, sabi rito, you have to love the Word of God and read it. Let it touch your lives. Let it lead you towards godliness. Hindi lang binabasa to. Dapat nakaka-apekto to sa buhay mo. Katulad nga nung sinabi ko sa inyo kanina, would you believe it that yung mga tao sa States na nagbasa ng novel na Twilight, they were so into being a vampire na pumunta pa sila sa dentist, pinatalas nila tong dalawang pangil nila. Totoo yun. They did that. Tapos pinapuputi nila yung mukha nila para maging kamukha sila ni Edward. They're so into it, binasa nila, that they let the novel affect their lives. Gusto nila maging ganun na lang sila. Ngayon, ito, sa school. Tingnan mo, bakit may classmate kang medyo violente? Kasi every afternoon, nagdodota yan. Di ba? Di ba? Minsan, nasa computer shop ako, nagugulat na lang ako. Di ba? May sumisigaw, may nagtatrash talk. Di ba? Kulang na lang ihampas yung keyboard eh. Di ba? Siguro kung sa kanya lang yon. Why? Bakit naging ganon? Hinayaan niya. Hinayaan niya yung Dota to affect his life and to change his life. When you read God's Word and you want it to be an influence in your life, you don't just read it. You don't just come here in FNY and listen to the Word of God. You allow it to change you and to affect your life. And if you really want to change, you have to love God's Word. Best example of a person loving God's Word can be found in Scripture, Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11. Says there, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. Verse 10, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin again. Now let's pause. I just want to add this kanina. No? We want to seek God's word, but most of the time, what we do is we go to self-help books. For guidance and for wisdom, hindi tayo tumitingin sa Bible. Mas tinitingnan pa natin yung Wikipedia, mas nagre-research pa tayo sa internet, mas pipiliin pa nating basahin yung mga... Do you have an example of, yan, how to change your life, how to love, how to win friends and influence people, diba? Parang, kulang na lang bago ka matulog, yan ang binabasa mo. Dahil believing na makakuha ka ng guidance dyan. Lalo na pag nakita mo yung author na kalagay PhD, bilib ka na. Yan yung magbibigay sa inyo ng guidance. Pero ang tunay na guidance na makukuha mo that will definitely put you on the right path is wisdom from God's Word. Yan, katulad nga na binasa natin, Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11. Diba? How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. If you truly love the Word of God and you want it to guide your life, you need to do two things. First, you allow it to be the standard of your living. Ito dapat yung nagiging standard mo sa buhay. Ito yung pinagbabasihan mo. Lahat tayo may standard dito. Even in the personal stuff that we have. You know, there's even this guy here that I'm not gonna name. No, pag bagong labay yung damit niya, aamuyin niya yun. Pag hindi amoy downy, ibabato niya. Ayoko yan, laban mo yan ulit. Gusto ko amoy downy. Yun ang standard niya. No? Meron naman dito, ayaw uminom ng mineral water. Gusto niya distilled, reverse osmosis pa. Pag hindi yon, hindi siya iinom. Ba? Yun yung standard. And let me tell you that there are even some people who have a standard when it comes to relationships. Diba? Mga lalaki, no? Gusto mo magka-relationship? Ah, gusto ko nag-aaral sa Lasal, San Benildo. O kaya nag-aaral sa Fatima. Naka-white, matangkad, chinita, matalino. May mga babae naman, ay gusto ko, taga San Beda. Diba? Gusto ko may braces. Gusto ko kamukha ni RD. Gusto ko may kotse. That's standard for you. But, alright, let me ask you this. When it comes to the major decisions that you face in life, ano yung ginagamit mong standard sa buhay mo? Ano yung pinagbabasihan mo? Bakit ka nagde-decide nung bagay na yon? Anong basihan mo? Major decision, saka mag-aaral, Sino yung papangasawa mo? What is the source of your decision? Is it God's word? Now I want to go back to verse 10. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. Okay, first, sabi doon, allow God's word to be the standard to your living. But second, you allow it to guide your steps. Sabi nga nung psalmist, no, do not allow my steps to go away, maglalayo. Kasi he's traveling a straight path. Pwede siyang lumiis ng landas. Ngayon sabi niya, I'm seeking you, God. Ayokong maliis ng landas. Now, there's a difference, people, between intention and steps. Ano yung difference nun? Everybody has a good intention. Every time papasok ka sa isang relationship, wala ka naman intention doon na sirain yung relasyon nyo eh. We wanna live happily ever after. Kahit sabihin mong pang-apat na boyfriend mo na yan, pang-limang girlfriend mo na yan. I had a friend in college who had 10 girlfriends. Lahat yon ang hangad niya. Live happily ever after. Pero bakit kayo nag-break? Because somewhere along the road, you missed a step, nagkamali kayo. Diba? What is your standard when it comes to your studies? Kung high school ka, no? Physics, chemistry, algebra. Anong standard mo? Okay na ba sa'yo 75? Pag naka-78 ka, woo, party! Diba? Is that it? Pa-party ka na, 78, college. Diba? May calculus ka. Okay na ba sa'yo maka-tres? Tres, woo, takbo na! Diba? Pag naka-tres ka sa exam mo ngayon, manlilibre ka sa KFC. Diba? Is that your standard? Another thing, diba? Guide your steps. Lahat tayo gustong pumasa. Diba? Tanungin mo, lahat ng estudyante dito sa room na to, do you wanna get high grades? Yes! Sasagot yan, yes. But when I ask several students, if you wanna, anong study habits mo? Saan ka nagpupunta after school? Sa computer shop. Anong ginagawa sa computer shop? Nagpapalipas ng oras, Kuya Ryan. Nagdodota for 3 hours. You wanna get high grades? Shh. You wanna get high grades? You wanna pass that subject? Yung steps mo naman, eto. Magdodota ka 3 hours sa computer shop. Uuwi ka, gabi na. Magdi-dinner ka na lang, tas aantukin ka na. Matutulog ka na lang, gigising ka ng maaga, late ka pa sa school. Pagdating mo, first subject, exam. Hinihingal ka pa, and you don't even know what to do. And what happens next? Umaasa ka na lang sa classmate mo na pakopyahin ka. Psst! Pakopya naman! Sige na! Nananahimik yung classmate mo, kakalabitin mo, papakopyahin ka. You have a good intention, but your steps, definitely, are missing the point. Again, sabi rito, if you desire wisdom, you have to learn to love the Word of God. Then ito yung magiging source mo. Sometimes the standard is high, the steps are difficult. Bakit masyadong mataas yung standard ng Bible? Gusto nyong malaman? There's only one answer for that. Because the price paid by Jesus for you is also high. Yung binayad ng Panginoon para matubos ka sa kasalanan, hindi ito mura. This is the highest price. He paid it with His own blood and His own flesh. Kanina nagko-communion tayo dito. We honored God's Jesus' sacrifice. Kaya ganun kataas yung standard. Di mo pwedeng ibaba yan. Because Christ paid the high price for you. And why is the step so hard sometimes? I must admit that sometimes ako rin parang ang hirap naman ito. Meron pa bang iba, Lord? Is this parang army na kailangan lahat susundin mo? I'll tell you what, those same steps na ginawa ni Jesus Christ sa cross para matubos ka, also, babalik ko lang kayo sa communion kanina, also enables you to have a second chance. Because of what Christ did, papunta na tayo kay Jesus, pag nagkamali ka ngayon at lumapit ka kay Lord, Lord, I'm sorry, I was so stupid, wala akong godly counsel kanina, wala akong godly advice, patawarin mo ko. Papatawarin ka ni Lord, and He's gonna give you a second chance. All because of what He did on the cross. Now, when we look at the Bible, you will see that it's a story of how evil man is. Napakasama natin. Right? And how hopeless we are. But in spite of that, God still sent His Son for us. We don't deserve it. Ba? Pero, mahal tayo ni God eh. So He sent His Son for us. The only solution for our predicament, it starts there. I would just want to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Now, if you want to have godly wisdom, sabi nga ulitin ko lang, you have to love the Word of God. But here, meron tayong gagawin. Okay, as we read this verse, we're gonna backtrack. Magba-backtrack tayo. Di ba minsan meron tayong mga kinakantang song, pabaliktad. Ito, we're gonna look at it backwards. Pero babasahin ko muna. It says there, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know that those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation in Jesus Christ." Now, we're gonna backtrack. Kung babaliktarin mo yan, alam mo ang unang-unang salitang lalabas starts with Jesus Christ. Then after that, He will make you wise. Yun yun. He will make you wise. You'll know Scripture. You'll learn it. Then after that, you'll be convinced. But it all starts with the name of Jesus Christ. And when you have Jesus in your life, I just wanna close with this, okay? Just wanna end with this. If you have Jesus Christ in your life, you're gonna start to be wise. You're gonna know Scripture. You'll learn it, and you'll be convinced. Malalaman mo ngayon kung ano na yung tama at yung mali. No, you're never too young to make decisions. Katulad nga nung kinuwento ko sa inyo kanina, yung lalaking 18 years old, yung babaeng 14 years old, they made decisions that definitely altered their lives. Pero alam mo, hindi yun yung will ni God sa buhay nila eh. Hindi will ni God na maging nanay na yung 14 years old. Hindi will ni God na magkaroon ng brain damage yung lalaki na yun. But because they made the wrong decision that is not based on the Word of God, forever nang nasira yung buhay nila. That's why it's important for us now to have that godly wisdom in our lives. Hindi ka lang nagde-decide para sa kulay ng medyas mo. You're deciding for your life now. And katulad nga sinabi sa inyo kanina, when you decide, you always have a source. Saan mo binabase yung decision mo? Sana naman hindi sa kaibigan mo. Sana naman hindi sa sinabi ng teacher mo or sinabi lang ng parents mo. But you base your decision on what the Word of God says. And if you want truly love the Word of God, you're gonna read it every day. You know, it's my hope that God Himself and His Word is gonna be the one to convince you and help you make the right choices. The source of godly wisdom is not Wikipedia. It's not the self-help books. The source of true wisdom, godly wisdom, is none less than the Word of God. I want to end this in prayer today. There are several people I'd like to pray. Let's all bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for loving us so much, just bringing us here, just to give us this very vital information that young as we are, we need godly wisdom. Lord, we're gonna make many decisions in life. We ask, Lord God, help us to know which is from you and which is not from you. If you're here for the first time or you've been attending FNY and suddenly you realized that you've been making one wrong decision after another. Suddenly you realized that you're making decision without Jesus in your life. Nakakatakot, di ba? Hindi mo alam kung ano mangyayari sa'yo. But I have a good news for you. God brought you here because He is speaking to you. He's asking to enter your heart. He wants to give you that godly wisdom. He wants to give you that good life that you're praying for. But there's only one thing. You need to ask Him in your life. If you're that person today, and you know by yourself that you don't have Jesus in your life to help you make that right decision, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. If you feel that you need Jesus in your life to make those right decisions, just raise your hand. Huwag kang mahiya. Huwag kang mahiya sa katabi mo, because they're not gonna decide for you. You are gonna decide for yourself. And to make that right decision, you need Jesus. Yes, I see that hand. Thank you very much. Be bold enough. Be bold enough and say, kailangan kita, Lord. I need you to help me make that right decision. I see that hand again. I see those hands at the back. Just be bold. Sabihin mo, Lord, kailangan kita. I tell you, there are many more decisions in life na haharapin nyo. That without Jesus in your life, you might just end up like my two friends who made the wrong decision. If you're raising your hands right now, I'm gonna challenge you. I'm gonna challenge you. If you're raising your hands right now, why don't you come here at front? And we're gonna ask God. We're gonna ask God to give us that godly wisdom. Okay, mahiya. Just come here at the front and we're gonna pray. Jesus is here to help you make that right decision. Eh kung di siya nahiya para sa'yo, who died for your sins, bakit ka mahihiya para sa Kanya? It is your life. It is not the life of the other people here. It starts, sabi nga kanina, with Jesus. Para malaman mo lahat, kailangan mo si Jesus Christ. If you want Jesus right now, just come here at the front. Just tell Him, Lord, I need you. Alright. Let's pray. Repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit I am a sinner, and I admit I need you in my life. Come to my life, Lord Jesus, and be the Lord and Savior of my life. Change me and mold me according to your perfect will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a second, I'm going to pray for you. Lord, thank you for all these people that you brought here at the front. Lord, we pray that you would just give them godly wisdom, Lord God. Help them to know the right decisions from the wrong decisions. I pray, Lord God, that they would learn to love your word more than anything else. And by reading your word, Lord God, they will be able to make the right decisions in life. In Jesus' name.